Greetings, Australia. My name is Brian Alexander, and I'm the Director of Research for a group called Knightley, the National Institute for Technology and Liberal Education. It's an organization of 110-plus small private liberal arts colleges and universities across the United States, with some affiliates in North Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. My job is to keep an eye on emerging technologies and see how they impact teaching and learning in the small liberal arts campus environment. So, good day, and greetings from the mountains of Vermont. Alan asked me to speak to you about a concept from Doug Engelbart. If you don't know Doug Engelbart, you absolutely should. He has the invention of the mouse behind him, as well as the introduction of the graphic user interface. You should take a look at his demo of that at Stanford from the late 60s. It's pretty amazing. So with those two inventions under his belt, you might want to pay attention to some of his ideas about organizations. To put it simply, Engelbart comes up with the idea of a three-level organization. One layer, and he calls this layer A, is the core business, the guys who make widgets, the people who provide the essential services. Layer B, the second layer, is people who either support or help function the first layer. This can be people who manage email, who do 3D visualizations, who train, whichever. Engelbart suggests that while the second layer helps the first one function, we can accelerate the process of improvement and innovation by adding a third layer, layer C, and their job is to improve improvements, is to keep an eye on and help innovation as it goes. Now, the way Engelbart describes this, it's fairly abstract and seems to be invested in large organizations, but we can imagine this happening in campuses. On college campuses, we already have a kind of core team, say faculty, whose job is to do research and administration with service on the side and teaching. Then we have staff who surround them and support them everywhere from some librarians to administrators to IT and so on. Now we need to imagine a third layer, people who can improve the ability of a campus population to do research, to do teaching, to participate in professional activities. That kind of C layer could come from a campus. But as Alan Levine and I have talked over the years, we think this happens best in collaboration, especially when technology is involved and IT staffs are extremely busy simply keeping processes going, that perhaps some kind of inter-campus, inter-institutional, and hopefully international collaboration on keeping an eye on how we can best improve, how we can enhance our ability to innovate. That's it in a nutshell.